And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
God, would you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Then do we do a roll?
Yeah, just that way it's on the tape. Rick Allen here.
Kathy Egan.
Karen Ward.
Greg Jones.
Tammy Doty.
Ken Mullix.
Kitty Shields.
Renee Schifano.
Stu Martinez.
Scott Perkins.
Patty's here, and for the record, Stu is our vice chair today, taking over for the chair.
Okay, and so then I'll turn it over to Rick Allen.
Okay. We will try to move through, and we can hit the highlights you want. I think first you got handed, four documents. Now, you may have the former budget with you. Those of you brought it, kind of set it up there, and it, like I said, it's good for you to go back and occasionally look at if you're just curious. But the budget that you have today is based on what we think is right. We'll get into that. Number one, this document. This is our updated financial statement effective March 31st. This is Cassell and QuickBooks and everything all kind of combined in. This was came off of our Cassell system. We no longer use QuickBooks. We quit that about a week after everyone else left here. That has been shredded, no longer in existence. And so then Cassell, working with our CPA and everything, there's still some more work to do, but now this is printed off the computer. There's nobody hand putting numbers together. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't get April. We had to pick a date we could do, and when we started working on it, the April bills hadn't got in yet because, you know, we couldn't do April 30th. So that's why we had to do March 31st. So this gives us 9 months. So if you're the idea about this is, say if you're wondering about a line, this is how one of the things we base the budget number on. If we've spent, say you're going to spend $10,000 a month and you're at $120,000 a year, you're at 9 months, you should be at $90,000. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's at $10,000, you could say, well, we don't need to budget that much. Or if it was at $200,000, you want to know why. So it'll tell you the percent of the budget and the budgeted amount. Again, not all this is perfect yet, but it will. That's kind of a basis to then build the budget. And the other thing I used was the audits. We have two district, one water district audit, a sewer district audit, and our last audit, which takes you back a year. But again, if you look at this and you see something, I see something that isn't looking right, or I'm wondering, then I go back and look historically. So then you got just another thing, you know, and that works. The sewer and water were new to us, so. You know, but it's really how you build things. Then I looked at this year's budget, not the one, the proposed budget for next year, the one that was approved last year. Now that's not, you know, not sure how where that is in the accuracy, but it's there. And that is how the budget then is produced. The numbers, that's how I came up with numbers. I did not go back and look at the budget you were producing. It was actually smart. Because it didn't matter really. We were taking our numbers based off of what we believed to be accurate. If you start looking too much, it'll take you all over the place, and then your brain, you know, at some point, about 1 a.m. is when I usually stop working on this, and then I'm done. So I just didn't look at that budget anymore. This is the budget message, and so I took his 21 pages and tried to get this to 5 or 6. It is 7. And it's more of just kind of the things that are in the budget that are different. And but I did kind of go through all of his things, and some things you guys, you know, we said we weren't doing, and so I didn't have to worry about them. Some of them are combined, and but this would be the new budget message that goes with this. Today, what you really need to do is this is the worksheet. And what we do is I plug all my numbers into the worksheets. And that's where it's an Excel spreadsheet. It's you know, adds and subtracts and does all of its thing. Mm-hmm. Now a lot of the formulas, Brenda Bartlett did. She's very good at that. She just whips some babies out. But amazingly, this is the template that we had 2 years ago, and we just had to tweak it. And And she didn't work on it. It was another CPA that worked on it. But yet she said it's actually a pretty good template, and so she just had to update it. And then I took it from there. She didn't put any numbers in because obviously she didn't know what those were. These are your LB forms. And they all have an LB10, LB20, LB30s, LB40s. These are a requirement of the state. If you look at a total of anything in here, the total at the bottom, say the first page says resources, 837,000, you will find that at the bottom of the general fund in here. But these are kind of laid out differently because of the state requirements. You combine some things, so you may find three things listed in here, and then you won't find a couple of them in here because we've combined them. You have to publish part of this. Will cost you by the page, and the way this is just less detailed generally, and the way they make you break it up. So this, every number in here is here. The totals of these two add up. But if you sat and you go page one to page one, you will find they're a little different getting to the total. So I think for the sake of today, this is what we will look at. Whatever you approve and change, we'll change it in here. Then we go change it here. So it's kind of fun to look at it if you want to compare them when we're going. But so I would say, if you have any questions yet or comments, concerns, or anything you want me to do or not do. Everyone ready? Well then, we can start on page one. Is everyone on page one?
Yes, sir.
Oh, where'd that come from?
I didn't.
What is that?
It's on.
What is it?
It's the beaver. I like that.
Beaver?
Yes.
Oh, it's devastating the forests of the lakes around La Pine.
Oh, it is not.
That doesn't look like a beaver.
Oh.
That's the new.
How in the world did that get on the budget?
I don't see a beaver. I don't see a beaver.
I'm suspicious that we will find it.
Oregon State. So, yes, I like
it. I was waiting for someone to see it.
We approved it because of the front page.
I added that at 9 o'clock last night. You have to have some fun when you're doing these numbers.
Okay.
Okay. You will see all of these. We can go down. Look at bottom right. See what that number is? 9 million.
Or 9 million.
That is our total budget. There's a couple duplicates because that's actually, if you really wanted to get technical, the last three where it says reserves, water reserve, sewer reserve, and water reserve debt service, there's about 1.9. So that's what, 3 million? Mm-hmm. You could take about 3 million off the 9 because the way it works is double counted. So we're running about 6 million, 6.5 million through. Obviously, the majority of that's sewer and water for, with reserves and so on. But a whole lot of change. Let's see. This is a little confusing. So let's go to page 5. If you look at the right-hand side of page 5, it matches the first column on page 1. You can kind of look at that. So see, 315,000 is our beginning cash. See that over on page 5 at the top? Networking capital, 3, and then you go over to page 1, it's 315. We're going to go start on page 5. What this one does is gives you the detail that gives you that first column.
Gotcha.
So let's go to page 5. So, $315,000 is the amount of money that we carried over in our general fund based on, and the accountant did that number, based on the cash in our bank accounts and projecting what we're going to spend over the next few months. And so that was a number that comes up. And now, you know, if you spend more, it could be 305, could be 290, could be 350. You know, you never know, but that's our best guess. $4,000 previous levied taxes. $46,000 is money that's going to be transferred in, and we will come to that. So just remember that. If you want to circle that, so you want to ask a question in a while, where is that $46,000 coming from? Okay, franchise fees, that's your power, gas, phone,
cable.
Stew. Do you get paid a franchise fee, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wilderness, that's $190,000. That is about 45% of our general fund. It's amazing. Most places, because our taxes are so low, we get a good franchise fee. Shared revenue, $43,900. That is cigarettes and alcohol. Those are the sin taxes. The more you drink, smoke, and gamble, you make money for us. So we need to turn people loose. And some of us, there are people that pay one of the taxes, there's people that pay two of the taxes, and we have some people that pay all three.
Or none.
Used to.
Or none.
Used to.
But that's on a per capita basis, is how they divide it up with the state, and there's a formula. And we will pass a resolution at our hearing in a couple weeks that we have with the council to accept revenue sharing. We'll have a resolution.
Is there, I don't know, it's probably off the wall, but lottery.
Yes.
Is there any revenue we get?
We actually don't get lottery revenue.
Okay.
The county does.
County does.
Counties get lottery revenue.
Do they give us any?
Well,
property tax here.
You'll get to that.
Okay.
No. Mrs. Schifano.
Is property tax on page 5?
You'll get to that.
We're going to get to it.
Yep.
I just thought I missed it.
Okay. And the state of Oregon gives us $1,000 just as a minimum they do for planning. 15.6, that's our rent from our Edward Jones. Okay, so there's your taxes on page 6. $216,000 is our estimated taxes. Last year was $216,000, like $200 or $300, so it's almost the same. It wasn't dropping, so that was a good turnaround. So $216,000, and that is figured, and we'll get to that debate, at 93 cents. So to balance this, I did raise it 3 cents. We had 8, left 5 on the table. If we want to go cut something somewhere, we can make that adjustment if that's something you want to do. But my job is to put it together based on, so it balances, and that's where it is. That amounts to about $3,000, or it's about 25 cents a month for the average homeowner is what that costs. It's about $3 a year. So, yeah, like I said in the budget message, if you want it lowered or raised, it's symbolic. It's nothing that anyone should leave here mad about. It's just not enough to worry about. So you kind of pick your battles. When I was doing it, that's where it came to, and we can always tweak things around. And if you'll see the community, we need to go to the Community Development Fund, which was, should have actually did as it was going. That is, see, planning fees on page 5. I estimated we're going to take over planning at some point during the year. We have no idea what we'll take in. See in the plan under community development, $5,000 sitting down there. It could be 10, it could be 0. We have no clue. We've never ran it, and we don't have a fee structure. So, but you have to put something in. So that's our resources there. So we have a total of 137. Okay, let's go to page 7. Now we're going to start spending it.
Woo-hoo.
And if you want to, we'll go over to the right column, I think, and follow, and then we'll see where expenses are. There's our payroll at 147.2. In the payroll, you'll find the payroll page. That's just kind of the general staff. Sewer water is paid out of different funds. Part of the manager salary comes out of different funds, and you'll find the page on page 11. Go to page 11, and that will break down the percentages. So you'll see the city manager is 66% paid out of the general fund, 10% out of the street fund, 12 and 12 out of water and sewer. And the idea is that, you know, when you're here, you spend, why are we here? We're here because we do different functions. Part of it, sewer, water, roads, and general. Scott is pretty much water and sewer. Ashley is, we've got her at water and sewer. And Patty, we have her at 20-20 and 66%. But this is how it breaks down. Then these numbers correlate back to this part of the fund. So that's how the $147,000 in wages is calculated. We did add $10,000 in overtime, and that is the difference. See, when you see it over here at the bottom of the administration, it's 137.2, and the little blue in the bottom of page 11, see, it says 137,215. You'll go over to the other page, you'll see 147. Well, the difference is overtime of $10,000. That isn't allocated because you don't know who, what, or how it's going to be. We aren't contemplating that amount of overtime, but we will be working with staff, our non-union staff, and if we have a union or something, eventually we'll be working with them. So Scott and I are going to start working on the benefits for non-union employees, because we want to increase his insurance and do some other things. I can't talk to the union. I have no idea what the union does or is doing, and they've been a year and a half doing whatever it is they do. So we'll move on, but I want to make sure that we have room to take care of some things. That's kind of the way the lay of the land is there. So that isn't actually going to go to overtime, most likely, although it could. There is some overtime. Okay, everyone still good? Okay, advertising, $5,000, and we put some in community development and some is just like when we have to advertise an ordinance, has to go in the newspaper. The same thing when you start planning, we'll have to put a notice out of a hearing. That's on page 7.
Page 7.
So $5,000 in advertising total, half in community development. City improvement, that you guys had, I think, 20,000 last year or 10 or some number. You didn't really spend much of it. You spent a little bit of it. And I think the idea at the time was to, your budgets, and they've actually been moving. When I first came, you had lots of what I call big lump sum things, because you really didn't know what you were spending it on. And you always had lots of carryover because it wasn't. But really, you have to start kind of refining things down. Like a regular city or the school, they're down there fighting over every little fund just in their budgets kind of. And here it's been a little more of a pot. So this is another step of, you know, we didn't spend that money. It wasn't identified what it was for. And we have places we need to put the money. So I put $5,000 there. But you also have to have some things that aren't identified, because in case your revenue that you started with is short, you know, but that isn't kind of an undefined, I couldn't tell you what you're going to do with it. But it could go into, obviously, community projects. Contractual services, okay, $45,000 and $24,000, so a total of $69,000. Now if you go back to page 12. Okay, go to the first column, it says general. There's $45,000. Go over two columns, says $24,000. Then you can go see a priority of the council, and these are all from the council listening to them, plus the big document that was produced from Steve and Lori and everything. A website. We actually already have we have an RFQ out for a new website, to where our website is very hard and expensive to maintain. It's
$18,000.
It probably won't cost quite that. It's expensive. They're expensive.
That's ridiculous. Oh, yeah.
But right now, we had a $2,000 bill for Little D Technology, because they have to go in and do the updates. That as you know, in the computer world, because I talked to them about it and I talked to a tech about it. That is actually now about 8-year-old technology on our website. If a novice goes in and tries to update, say like a meeting or something, you will goof it up. You will hit a button and it can erase things and do things. New websites, you can go in and update, and they're called idiot proof. We'll be able to go in. We can add our own meetings. We don't have to pay them. It's just everything's changed. And so you can't just take this one and tweak it. It's a whole start from the beginning. But we also want to be able to have people pay their water and sewer bills online. They can click and hit a Visa. You know, we're going to move down the road in a lot of ways.
Another one. You want people who come to the site, either the citizens or visitors or people out there in the world somewhere, economic development people, they're going to go to our website, the city website, and look at it. You want to make it easy to go. If you want to see who the counselors are, or if you want to see who the members of one of the committees, it's got to be easy. And this one we've got now, because of the age of the software and that, it's not. So it's important to us.
And then software, that is, we're still getting new software for all of our systems, you know, that we're getting with the Casell, and that's all expensive stuff. We will need like a business license software. At some point, you're going to need a way to track business licenses when you have them. And I included cemetery. There's a cemetery module. We're going to take over the cemetery, and that's so that gives us a place we can buy some of that stuff.
Is that the $12,000
yes.
for all of them, or just
no
for cemetery? Or?
No, the cemetery. No, it's a guess. We
okay.
haven't shopped
okay.
it.
Okay.
You're always buying software,
right.
And it's in the general fund. So if you don't spend it, it stays in the general fund, and it you know just rolls over. Sound system in here, which I don't think will cost $15,000, but the council and the public have been complaining about this sound system, and you'll see right here we're recording with this little tape recorder. Well, that's what we do at our regular meetings. The people in the back say they can't hear. It hums. ADA people can't. You have to meet the requirements, so we're going to need to redo this whole mic, the microphones and things. I don't think it's any $15,000, but I have no guess. Again, we had 3 weeks to put this together. And there'll be other things you'll buy. So that's, but I do know they're spendy to do it right. And these are all one-time deals. In planning, we're going to take on planning. So you have to have a planner, and we'll hire, contract that. And I figure it's about $500 a month to be the staff for the Planning Commission. They meet monthly. The person does the agendas. They prepare the things for the Planning Commission. They come to the meeting. You know, and that's once a month, and if they're here for a couple hours and they spend an hour getting here and, you know, and then a couple hours getting ready for it. So then the other would be based on workload. And if you don't have any applications, you're not going to have, you know, it's going to be hourly. You won't have any work. Again, we've never done planning. So you should overestimate the expenses and underestimate the income. Because, you know, you don't know. And then $6,000 on code enforcement. That's once we get planning going, then we can have someone going out and do code enforcement to start cleaning up some of the areas that, you know, we kind of agree on it down the road of what needs cleaned up and where. And you guys had kind of hired the handyman for that. But, you know, you kind of hired for that, but that we're not going to have a handyman. It's not going to be our code enforcement officer.
No. That won't work.
No. But anyway, that's what that is. So that's the total, 45 24 69. Okay? So we go back. Page 7. Elections. That's just, you know, every year we have to have elections, you know, for the council. You have to pay the clerk and all of that good stuff. Insurance, $15,000. We're on page 7. Yep, we're continuing our expenses. Is yours out of order, Mayor?
No.
Okay. How come you have page 12 on the top? Oh, you don't? Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Legal fees, $45,000. You'll see 5 is in community development. Again, that somebody applies for something, and the legal team has to go to work on an application. So we put 5 over there and 40 in the general fund. And you'll see legal counsel in sewer and water. So we've divided it out because you should bill it where they do their work. It's been coming out of just the general fund. And so now, if they're working on USDA loans for the sewer or water, water pays for it, and so on. So when we get the bill, and Ashley, we get the bill, say it's 10 grand, which they will be going down tremendously, he divides them by category. And then we will take and expense them by category. Meetings, travel, same thing. You have a planning commission that will go to some meetings. And so on, and the other one here is council, staff, and all those kinds of things, League of Oregon Cities.
That's in that group.
Yes. Yeah, you'll notice I took away that council travel mm-hmm. column that was created. If you look back in that last budget, it was kind of a section. They even had you down for some utilities.
Yeah.
It was like $300, and I don't know how in the world you were allocated $300 in utilities. So I just, that's one that we just got rid of. Memberships, again, belonging to the league and different things in the planning association, $6,000. Next, page 8.
Back to the meetings, travel, and schools. Is it the city manager or right now your discretion who goes for the planning commission and et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, people will ask, you know, if they'll say, hey, I'd like to go to this class, and that's how we did. I mean, I haven't had anyone go anywhere since I've been here for the last 4 weeks. Okay. But
I know a couple years ago there was a concern brought up about that.
Yeah, well, that we have. That's why you've got a budget.
All the new computers and et cetera, et cetera.
So and
that will go before with your approval.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. And I looked up what we had spent on travel and went from there. Okay, miscellaneous was $5,100. The 110 was just because you have to make a balance. The copier, we make lots of copies and payments and so on and so forth. And then same thing with planning. They have to make copies for the meetings and handouts and things. Rent, that was when we used to pay rent across the street. That line will go away. Telephone utilities, that's our power bill, you know, probably about $800,000 a month in the power bill and or whatever. And then part of the power bill is paid by sewer and water. And then the city ball bonds, that's our payment on the building, is $44,200. Now we get $15,000 in rent. So, and we used to pay $600 and something over there. We paid about $8,000 a year. So we're actually, the difference in this building is pretty cheap.
Yeah.
You know. And then economic development there. Now that's our new program. $20,000 of it is to pay our half of the 40, the county's matching that, and the $2,500 is our donation to EDCO Central.
Is this backup and office supplies? Does that also carry some in the budget message? You'd said that there'll be some in-kind supply, you know, for the half-timer.
Yeah, these are broad numbers. And
okay.
He would. And so what happens under the law is that you can be off, spend $5,000 more on one of them and $5,000 less on the other, as long as the fund doesn't change more. Well, if you can't exceed it, and then you can, if it's less than 10%, you can just do a resolution at a council meeting. If it's more than 10%, then it's another thing. In fact, at some point the budget committee actually has to re-meet. So it's more of the fund total is what you're looking at. Okay, keep going. Repairs and maintenance, $12,000. That's, you know, things that just go on routinely. You can see the city hall facility. My plan was, when we bought this, was to put aside $10,000 a year for 10 years, so you have $100,000 built up into reserve fund. So when you need a $25,000 roof, or if you need $25,000 worth of parking lot that's got cracks or added on, you have some money. Well, that was just went away. I set it up with 10, but then that was the only budget that I was here for. And then if you look at the following ones, that 10 was even gone. It's not spit. It's just all lost in this big pot of money. And so I brought it back. I could have put 30, but the problem is the budget was too tight. So I thought, well, you know, because we've been 3 years, this would be our third year. So if we stayed on track, I'd have 30 there. But I started with 30 and took 5 off, because you have to kind of make this balance. And I thought that's pretty good. So the goal is, all of you are here next year and someone else is sitting here, you know, these are the things you need to keep track of. And that's why we're going to say this is the template that they use. And I use this example. You know, the best French fry cooker in the world can show up at McDonald's headquarters, the McDonald's potato factory, and you know what? They don't get to change one setting. You know, it you have a system. And if you're going to go change the McDonald's French fry, it'll be debated at a corporate level. Just because, you know, so what, if you think about it, we bring these people in, and then they just want to change it however they want to change
yes,
it.
Yes.
Well, that isn't how. You don't walk into the school and just start, you know. And so next year, look for that. And hopefully that's 30 or 35,000. And if it's sitting at 25, you'll know it's because the budget's getting tighter, because the money's going somewhere else. So kind of monitor some of that. The audit, 12, and we already have our price for this next year on that, so it was like 11-something. Mosquito spraying, we have a contract, I think it's like 20,500, but then you can have them come an extra time or something. About 22 is what I put in. That is for the mosquito program, and I did tell Ken, that's one you need to watch. You know, that started out nothing, and then it was 7,000 or 8,000, and then it went to 11,000, and now you're at 20. Yeah. And now if you guys want to, on your small general fund, you could spend a whole lot of it on mosquitoes if that's where you're headed. So I think you need to decide if this is a comfort level of how many mosquitoes you're going to take care of in this city. Because if you're taking care of all of them,
you're not.
But these are decisions that the committee and the council, and if you feel like, look, this is about all you want to spend, you can also let the council know that your comfort level is not much more.
I think it ought to be a set fee. We ought to set a standard for it. Some years it's going to be better, some years it's going to be worse, but you set a specific fee, whether it's this amount or not, and you go forward with that.
How did you guys, before the city came, how did you guys, I'm saying the mosquitoes.
They didn't.
Did the mosquitoes, do you see less mosquitoes?
Of course not.
Do you?
I don't.
I see fewer.
Do you think it helps?
I didn't see it.
No, I don't have any.
So do you think it makes a difference?
Oh yeah.
So bad. I think it's something people like. Is that? Now I did get a call, the state of Oregon, I was telling Stu this morning, the state ODF&W from Salem called me, and they were they had a complaint on the hours we spray and what we spray. So I sent her the copies of everything, and it was the director of that department of the water program, and she was very nice. And I said maybe we'll have a little have her come over sometime and talk to us. Ironically, I said, this one person had always wanted to go out and put things out on the in the swamps and all of that, and she said that actually works better and it's cheaper. And I said, I think that to the council we were looking at part of this is mental. We like that truck going down the road and the white fog coming out. We assume it kills stuff. She said, I told her about that one man who kind of proposed doing it, mm-hmm. and she said it actually makes the most sense. But your brain has to realize no one's running up down the road with a fogger.
It only works if it hits your living area. I live where the wind's always going this way. Always. Always.
So it kills them on that side.
Yeah, it goes that way. I never get any...
Works good at my place.
But well, of course. See, because you live over that way.
But that's part of why it makes sense to get them in the larva stage. Larva don't move around too much. They're right where they are. And so you can target that.
So it might be something to look at. Talk to them and let them come over and educate us and maybe bring this guy down from down here and listen to him. She thought it would be cheaper. Now, I have no clue. And she said you could do a little bit of both. So anyway, that I just sent that today to him. Mosquito, the janitor, we spend $300 a month on janitorial, so that's $3,600 and rounded it to four. So there you are, $354,000. Let's switch page. Okay, and we'll when we get to the circle that $80,000. I took $80,000 of our general fund and moved it to the street fund. Because roads and streets and sidewalks kind of is where we're headed, and we don't provide fire and police, so that's something the community wants, the public wants. And so I put 80, I don't know what they moved in before. I couldn't figure that out. So that's there. Like I say, we'll go to the street fund and you'll see what we're buying. So then you can decide if you wanted to put money back. We could make that $70,000 and take $10,000 out of the street fund. The community fund, that's a fun one. I don't want to talk about this without the mayor's attention because this is his favorite fund.
The which fund?
The community fund, I called it.
This is our cookbook support.
This is
favorite fund.
I'm sure we're going to get into that. What he means by that.
This was kind of your community sponsorships, call it. where you've given money to different groups. And you'll notice we gave it out of a couple different funds, and then, you know, one would get overspent. I looked at it, one's overspent, one's underspent. And so I decided in this budget to move that, to take 5,000, and where that's headed, and you'll circle that 5. Come here, I want to try to correlate you on different pages. Circle the 5. That you're going to find in the tourism fund. What I'm trying to do with the tourism fund when we get there is all of that kind of promotion, donation, chamber support is all there. Very transparent. Everyone can see it. And you're not going to be hunting all over budgets looking for it.
The only question I had when I was reading that last night, is that going to confuse people then and make future budget committees and office staff and everyone wonder if that means that the money in this tourism fund can be spent only on tourism-related things?
Maybe you have to explain that. I mean, it could if you didn't. If that's all, if you just said it's tourism, when we get there, wait till we get to that page. And part of that was based on you guys wanted to lock the chamber in at a total of 52 or 53,000. See, last at your meeting you had, you guys had gave me a number of, I think it was 52 or 53, which was about exactly what they got last year, a couple hundred more. So when you do that, then that creates other things. And so when we get to that page, we'll talk about it. 25 grand of operating contingency for something unforeseen came up. And then the unappropriated is 225. That is 5 months of operating. That's simply a mathematical thing. It should be about 500 or 205. I made it 225. And that is to carry us from July to November 15th. You don't get any taxes in. And I had 185 or 200,000 in my budget, this budget, 2 years ago. Again, it's based on your general fund. And as your general fund goes up, that goes up. It's a percentage. I don't know how it was before. So there we have 837,000 total. Okay, now we got to go back to page 1. And what's at the bottom of the first column? 837. They match, right?
Mm-hmm. That's $1 off.
Yep. And actually, this is going to be $1 off.
So you never found that.
Well, you know what it is? It's the rounding of the wages. I spent a couple hours. I mean, God almighty, I could not find that dollar. And so I asked Brenda, and she said, you know, it's the rounding of the wages. I said, okay, done looking. So we don't need to look now at the general fund, because you already went through it, but there's your total, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, let's go.
Yeah.
So what you saw is the detail of that. Mm-hmm. And these are spreadsheets, and what we're going to go do is lock these formulas in. So you can come along and take out one, type in something new, put a number in, it adds it to the bottom, takes it to the right, and moves it. Mm-hmm. We have spent time and money making these formulas. And whoever comes along next needs to fill them in. Mm-hmm. And then after they've been here long enough, then they can start tweaking it. You know, that's after that. You know, you can kind of personalize it, but you need to just be careful. So this is how it should look. Okay, go to the street fund. We have 290,000 left in that fund, left over, because we haven't spent a lot of it, which has been good because, you know, we weren't prepared to spend it. So you have 290,000, and a lot of that is road tax and the street tax. Street tax is set aside.
What page are you on?
Page one, second column.
Oh,
you're going to stay on page one for quite a while.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go back and forth.
Wait a minute now. Wait.
Top at the revenue.
Okay. Third.
Second column.
Oh, now I got you.
Now we're in the street fund. Okay. So 290,000. Like I say, most a lot of that's just carryover street tax. Are you there? Okay. I don't know why I put $5 of interest, but that's. I could have put 6, I suppose. I don't know. That must have made a balance. There is our 80 grand coming in. Remember you circled it over there? I said there's 80 grand coming out of the general. This is now where it's popping in. So now you're seeing the revenue side of it. $70,000 is ODOT for this project in front of us here. They're going to give us $70,000 for the sidewalk out here. It's a grant. And that will be coming in. And then the gas tax, $85,000, and they have a formula. We get a percentage of vehicle registrations. That's how that works. If you have a lot of people who have their cars registered somewhere else, get them to register in your county. It's important if someone like registers in Klamath County and they live in Deschutes, and that happens, and you're probably not so bad, but you get to these borderline places, and it actually is a big issue. So because it's not based on population, it's based on vehicle registrations. And people at Crooked River Ranch, their post office is in Terrebonne, and they're always put in Deschutes County. And when they, because you put their mailing address, Deschutes County. And so then Jefferson County gets, so it's real, it's a very political little hot button, this registration.
Well, you know, having a DMV office here helps us.
Someone told me it closed.
No, it's only one day a week.
Yeah.
But it's still, it helps us.
If the weather's good.
And lay out, one day as far as Diamond Junction for you.
Fish are biting that day.
So we have $525,000 in our street fund, okay? But one thing to remember is, if you really look at this, if we didn't transfer any general fund in and you only spent, you get 85 grand a year. And that's the real income. The rest was carried over because we haven't spent it. We got a grant and we put 80 of general fund in. So if you take away
all of that,
the general fund, if we keep spending more in the general fund and you, the street tax funds the streets only, you actually only have 85 grand of income. Now, we have to allow, you can have a bad snow year, one thing about it, you may have a year you spend 5 or 6, but you can spend 15 or 20. And so you'll see in here, I have 20, plus we're spending about 10 over in Kegel grading. And when you start then taking off some of the manager's wages in that expense category of, you know, that 10%, bottom line is, your discretionary income in this is probably under 50 grand. So when you go out and put 100 grand in a project, that would take you 2 years of savings if you did nothing else. So I think it's real important to understand. That's why I think you need to keep moving money from the general fund in. So it's important to watch your general fund expenses, because I think roads are important. But the other point is, when someone wants to go pave a road, you know, you go pave Kegel Road, just the road, one road, Kegel, not Doe and the rest of them, and that's $250,000. See, people have no clue. You will never pave roads out of the money generated from gas tax and things. So it's a real rude awakening for people. And that's a problem that most cities all have. So there you are, 525. Now let's go spend it. So we have 14,000 in wages. Yes. Okay. And that was based on the formula. Advertising, again, when we put out bids and we go out and we put out requests for proposals, they have to go in the newspaper. The more requests for proposals we do, the more you have to advertise and so on. There's your contract for services, $264,000. So we go back.
What page, John?
Page 2.
Okay.
We're going to keep following the column, and you have to keep following that column forward.
Is there a street fund still?
Yep, page 2.
I'm there.
Okay, 14 in the wages, and that came from that formula. 25 for advertising. Now we're at 264. Now let's go to the back to our little cheat sheet on page 12. And you'll find under the street column the 264. That's going to tell you what you're going to buy with it.
264.
Did you find that?
Yep.
Okay.
Down at the bottom.
Okay. $100,000, that is...
Street. Your finger's on it.
Street?
In the black.
Oh, there,
yeah.
In the black.
Yeah. So $100,000, that is this project out front. You know, they gave us 70, because remember we had income of 70.
Right.
Now you have to go spend it. Okay, in the requirement of the grant was a $20,000 match, so we had to put 20, that gets it to 90, and at a project like that, you have got to have a contingency. You know, usually you're going to put 10% or something, so that's the other 10. That's a $100,000 project. 70 of it was grant, and so that's a given. 94,000. These are And this is a broad estimate, and hopefully they're not anywhere near this. This is all the other sidewalks, the Public Works Committee, that we have a 7-person Public Works Committee, and they've been working, and this would put some sidewalks possibly over on the Finley Butte Park area. Somewhere on Finley Butte Road, there's some debate there. Over by, from the Senior Center, over in that area along the Senior Center by Bi-Mart, where it's unsidewalked. You can't walk from the Senior Center to Bi-Mart, you have to go out in the street. And then from the new Little Deschutes Lodge, he has to do some with his project, and I got to work with him on that because it was a requirement. But we want to tie all this together. So, and then lastly in that is, I believe, no, oh, you're down there, okay. So that's, you know, again, now, so say we only spend 50 on those projects. The 44,000 will roll into your carryover. Because by keeping it in the street fund, it does not go anywhere else. That's how come we started with 260. So anything we don't spend, it rolls over in that fund. $50,000 for streetlights. They prioritize several streetlights, some in Huntington Meadows subdivision, and I think that's a good, wise deal. It's a high crime area. It's a neighborhood we want to try to help. It's this one back here.
Oh, the new area.
Yes.
I call it new.
Yeah. And then also there's some on Huntington Road, and there's a couple. This committee has picked out places, and they've worked on it for a year.
A year.
And they would like to see one put in. Is that true, Mr. Doug?
Yes, it is.
And they're about, you know, it sounds, I mean, you know, you sit here and you think, you got to figure about 5,000 because it's just to hold a light up in the air requires a concrete base that's kind of engineered, goes down in the ground because the weight and the wind, and you can't have them falling on people. They're basically a lot of concrete, and then you have to put rebar up through it and in it. Then you've got to run the power up through it and up in it. You've got to hook the power into some power, get it the power. The lights themselves are over $1,000, the actual lights. So, you know, you get to $5,000, they could be $4,000, they could be $38,000, they could be $52,000. But they're a bunch of money. And then, of course, we're going to pay $20 a month per light on the light bill. So when you add 10 lights, you get $200 a month. That's $2,400 a year.
Is that what you're doing, 10 lights?
Yeah, that's kind of what they plan. But that's something then that affects what? Your funds. When you have 40 lights out here and you're spending $10,000 a year on street lights and you only take in 80, but we've already spent 30, now we're down to 40. So that's why the little things do matter, and you have to start connecting the dots. So you can't just sprinkle street lights because somebody wants them sprinkled. There's a whole lot of thought that has to go into that.
Then you have the other side of the people that, you know, it affects the nightscape. You know, you can't.
That's correct.
You know, people come here to see the stars and live out in the small community like this, and you start putting up streetlights everywhere. Well,
they shouldn't have voted the city in then.
Yeah, and I think some neighborhoods, you know, does Crescent Creek have streetlights, or they're lower? Do you live out that way? Or
do I don't think they do.
I don't think they do.
Yeah.
They were going to put two out there.
Yeah, I'm going to relook at that map. Because I think there was a little bit of pepper shaking in just wherever it landed. No. But, right-of-way clearing in Kegel. That's another $12,000. We're clearing all those roads in Kegel.
Yep.
The right-of-way.
Kegel.
That's over there.
No, I know where Kegel is.
This is clearing the trees back. What's happened over time, all the trees keep growing in,
mm-hmm.
and then the road, it has a narrowing effect of the road, mm-hmm. visibility, mm-hmm. and then when you go to grade them, the grader hits sticking out, and he's hitting the branches, so then he pulls back. That has an effect of narrowing the road.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, when we did some work out there, road work, this also wasn't done last year?
We did two roads?
Three roads.
This is the rest of the subdivision. This is a 3-year project.
Once again, I have to say this, if anybody hears me. Back in the day, neighbors got together, divvied it up.
Yeah.
We got our road asphalted. We got it graded. I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel. Nobody's doing that anymore. Now it's, oh, we're a city. They'll take care of us.
That's why they voted for a city.
Then why don't you take it out of their property taxes?
Well, that's where...
Well, it is. Because
instead of raising mine, which is astronomically high.
Right.
Or enlarge the city. Let more people pay.
Right. We're sharing the love. We want you to share the love.
Part of it is coming from the taxes. That's what the transfer from the general fund is.
But I know that.
I know what you're... I hear what you're saying. The reality is people aren't... 10 neighbors aren't going to get together and go grade the road.
They can't even talk to each
other. Do you see that, Karen, anymore? People just aren't going
to
do that.
Don't have any equipment to do that.
Yeah, just...
Well, you hire it.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah. We've been pretty economical over there. I mean, this is... You know, after this, it'll be a little bit of maintenance. But, you know, it takes... This is 20, 30 years worth of trees, probably. I mean, it's nothing that happened overnight. And then lastly is engineering. We have to engineer some of these projects, obviously, so we can bid them and everything. So just put 8,000. There's your 264. Now let's go back to your street fund, which is page 2. Go. We'll move on down. Legal fees. For things into the street department, meetings and travel in case we send someone to a school, or if you know, Scott goes, memberships again, miscellaneous, that was just my balancer, copying, and then 50 grand, that's for, you know, when you have to go out and grade gravel and just do odds and ends that come up, you can, signs get knocked down, you have, that's just kind of your fund you have to have. My guess is the majority of that will not be spent, and that will carry over. But if you had a water flood, a road, you name it. And then, oh, $130,000 for future. That is what I put in here for First Street. And they're going to put the new traffic signal up next year. This probably, and this is another one, you people that will be here. There's a good chance this would actually roll, and that's why I put reserve for the falling, because they're not going to start till next July.
Right.
And this is when they're out there, we will have to participate with them. This is $1.5 million project. They're paying the bulk of it. But if we're going to put some welcome signs and some trees and street lights, they won't. ODOT isn't going to put up a street light, a decorative light. So remember, we're spending $100,000 just in this 400 feet.
I know, unbelievable.
Yeah, so that gives you perspective. Now, they're paying for the sidewalks down there, but when you start putting out irrigation systems, street lights, and grass, and some other things you want to make that corner look good, you will spend $100,000 quick. At the north end of Madras, and it's a kind of a, and Stu, you still got to come down for our deal we were going to do, but that is $800,000 that the city put into the landscaping, trail work. ODOT came in and put in the signals, and then they put in $800,000 to do the rest. And they're doing that in the south end of Madras right now, where ODOT's going to put in an $8 million project, and then the city then will, they'll leave you the places for the trees, they'll sleeve it for the water. They're even in, we had to bring in the topsoil in Madras, and then, but we had to go put in the grass and the trees. So, you know, maybe that needs to be 150. You can add to it next year. But this is a placeholder for that project.
But the one in Madras hasn't done this yet.
So, any questions there yet, folks? Okay, snow plowing, $20,000. We're on page 3. Everyone to page 3.
Did we do that yesterday?
Yeah.
Actually, I do have one question there. If there's no part of future audits being paid for by the water and sewer or the street funds? Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Yep. I know what you're doing. We'll get there. And actually, the answer to your question is no. You know that they're auditing sewer and water for the $12,000, all of it. See, that's one of the savings we talked about, the merger. See, to them, it's just it's a numbers thing, and it doesn't add. So they were paying $12,000 per district,
right,
and we were paying 10. So $30,000, $35,000 is going out in audits, and they're going to get done for 12.
Yeah.
That's a savings of consolidating. But what it down the road, you know, you could put $1,000, a couple thousand in sewer, a couple thousand in water. You would reduce the general fund to 8, because everybody should pay their share.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and that's what the next person, when they have time, you actually will come up with a formula on a lot of this, and that's what most cities do. I did it with the power bill and the rent on the building, and we allocated 40% of the power bill from them, and I just did utilities. Good question. There, $20,000 for snow plowing, $10,000 for grading of Kegel, and that.
That's Kegel again. There you go.
Yeah, Kegel. I mean, anyone in Kegel thinks they're not getting their money's worth. They are.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go I'm going to go pull the value of Kegel subdivision. The county can do it and multiply it by our $1.93. And they are getting subsidized. And so anyone that thinks they're not getting that, my guess is that the rest of the community is subsidizing Kegel. And for anyone over there that thinks they're not getting anything.
Oh, no, I've said that for quite a while.
But we do have paved streets all throughout the
city.
Right. And eventually those will need some
owned by the county.
And
the county wants us, as years go by, the county will want the city to absorb those. And
well, hopefully
some point,
you don't. But they can't make you.
You don't?
Yeah, they can't make you.
They can't make you.
Yeah.
No. Never will.
I would say you can't take them.
Yeah.
You can't. But now, one thing, the Kegel, once we're done with the trees, that part will go away. So that will narrow. But we'll be spending money out there, out in that area.
Well, and
we have a counselor or two from there.
I'm going to need one.
You know, Kegel needs work. God, I drove through it yesterday, and you know, that's a. I drove slow down Doe Lane at about. I mean, I actually pulled over and let several cars go by out. Several. I drove, and I think if you drive it at 5 miles an hour, and I did Doe Lane, I'll go do them all. You learn a lot, and that's an area that needs some love.
Mm-hmm.
It does need some love. And it's going to be tough love.
Good.
there's a lot of no trespassing signs and gates don't get on my property, but it's an interesting. I don't know if I went by your house or not. What street you live on? Do you live on?
Not
Go?
Too many on our street, but there is on our street.
Huh?
Pine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just interesting when you go and look at the things in there. And, you know, you see somebody that's taking nice care of their little place, and then you go mm-hmm. for the next two that aren't, and then you get one. And I just feel, actually, I feel bad for the people over there. Mm-hmm. And I would say the bulk of our complaints come off of Kegel and Huntington Meadows, although Huntington Meadows have dropped way down.
Yeah, we're
Huntington Meadows have went way down.
HOA's.
Yeah.
Working.
Good.
Magic over there.
So there, 490, keep on going, and then we have to go to the page 4. We put 20,000 in contingency, and there's your 525. You will see that matched your revenue on page 1. Always make sure if you check those for me, because what that is fairly important in a budget. All of our numbers should be adding and matching. 525.05. Okay, now we go back to page 1. Tourism. Here you go, guys.
Everybody goes.
You're getting through. Tourism. We had 16,000 carried over. Again, that was, we set up the tourism fund, but no money ever carried over. So when you say maybe you're going to take in 75 grand, but you actually took in 80. The 5 should go start at the top. See? Well, that wasn't happening. So when there was excess money coming in the transient room tax above what you put here, it just went into the general fund. And that's why this general fund always has all this money. So we went back and kind of tried the best we could to refigure how much. So there was actually 16,000 is our best guess that should go in here. That's why this year you'll see this budget's a little higher than it would be. And this is what you want. That's why you have these separate funds. If the road tax comes in at 90, you want that extra 5 to start up at the top in revenue. You don't want it lost somewhere. All of these funds across here, except the first column, All of them, if you have money left over, it goes back, call it going back to the top the next year.
Okay.
And that was not going on very well.
So we can see that at the end of the year when you see the percentages, like in this
the one that's year to date.
This one right here, the year to date, you can actually see that.
Yes.
We'll see that as we get near the end of the year, there'll be money left over.
And then these funds, it rolls to the top. If it's short, it makes that number less.
Okay.
So that's something to keep track of. It's the way you want to do it, you know. So we started with 16,000. There's our five. Remember that five we talked about? Remember, we transferred that in from general. I'm going to get for Stu to get to his right.
Oh, no, I'm...
Okay, yeah. You're getting into that LB. I see that. You're touching it.
Rick, back on that
he's
5,000.
He's watching everybody.
That is... Are we talking about, like, the rodeo
yeah.
banners
well,
and...
Yes,
and
anything.
Frontier Days or any of that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's good.
So then... Keep on going. So that was transferred in. That is general fund money, comes with no strings. You can give it to the little, you can give it to the Boy Scouts like you did. You can give it to FBLA. It doesn't have to be tourism related because this is unrestricted money. The only restricted money you have is transient room tax. That's why this isn't the transient room tax fund, it's the tourism fund, and you could go up and we could put tourism community, develop community or something,
right,
but
right.
It's, so the only restricted money you have in here is the 75,000, okay?
Okay.
And of that, 30% can, not required, can be transferred to the general fund. It's been the policy of the city to do that, but we're on the income page. So we estimate 75,000 coming in transient room tax, 5,000 we transferred in from the general fund, and we carried over 16. That gave us $96,000.
Got it.
Okay, on the revenue side.
Okay.
Flip.
Clarification.
Yes.
That fund, that money that can go anywhere.
Yes.
What was that again?
That's from our general fund, the 5,000.
Okay.
We transferred.
So that can
over.
Become my fund.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
not your.
Why would we even bring that from the general fund when we've got a 30% of the 75,000?
Well, good question, and I actually did it that way and then
okay.
undid it that way.
Okay.
What you're saying is we could have left 5 in, and instead of taking 30% and moving it, we could have moved 25, mm-hmm. right? Is that what you were thinking or something?
Well,
move less.
Well, I mean, you know, you've got 75,000 TRT receipts, and 30% of that can go to the general fund.
And it did. It
and
does.
It did. And so,
and then,
in thinking, you take 5 of that 30% that went over there and just...
That's correct.
Okay.
And I could have done it that way. Again, one of my guilty brain cells is I always look out, and it works well for me. Yes, you're right. But once you start only transferring 20%, and you do that for 3 years, and then suddenly the general fund needs 30%, lock the doors, bring in the chairs. And so my thought is the policy of the city of Lapine, until it's changed as a policy, is you will take the 30% to the general fund. The budget committee will decide if and how much money is given back for those causes.
Okay.
On an annual basis.
I like that.
That was what my thought, because I thought it's that go back thing, it's hard to take something back after you've giveth. And if it gets to where you're not taking that 30%, because they don't like it now. I mean, they don't like you taking the 30. You know, the people who are the recipients of this fund. You know, and so I thought if it's just not even, it's kind of like don't let that camel's nose under. We're taking the 30% and then we'll bring back what we feel comfortable bringing back.
Okay.
So that's how.
Okay.
If any.
If any.
Because the city really doesn't have to spend any of that on.
No, but again, they do. The fact is the council has given to community things. They gave $800 to the Boy Scouts. And you know, and it would appear, again, until the council says they no longer want to do those things, and I think this council likes to do some of that. So it's a choice of the council.
And that's at 5,000.
And you did have 10, so it actually is a little bit of a reduction, but you'll see.
Well, they're given, what, 1,500 to rodeo?
If you let, when we get to the expenses, you'll see how we're doing that.
Okay. But that's at 5,000.
Yeah. What? Let's go to the expenses.
Okay.
We'll start to see.
Okay.
Then go clear to the bottom, page 2 of that column. You'll see 3 lines. There is your, the middle one is the 52,000. That's the 70% going to the chamber. Okay? So remember, we've already decided that's what that's going. Because we have taken in with our carryover and some things, there is 10,000 then for that would be tourism related stuff. Because remember, this is where you can only get it so close. That 16 grand was transient room tax that comes with restrictions. And but yet you can only, it's very difficult to get down to the dollar. Well, in the future, because you're gonna have it here. So that 10,000 is where you would take your rodeo money, because the rodeo you can use transient room tax for, and you could use, you can, it's tourism. I went and looked up the law, reread the law. It's tourism related promotional type things and so on. So if the rodeo brings people to the community and they advertise and do their thing, you can make that contribution. And you could pick the thing in the park, and
Frontier,
you know,
Days.
Frontier Days. If you want to sponsor, you know, something that's, I would say if it has an audience base outside of just the city, and it brings people in, you know, the 5,000 is more of, it could be the high school football team.
Right.
My fun.
Yeah, your fun.
So just for thinking about it, if the Park and Rec.
Yes.
Had a baseball tournament.
Yes.
That would bring people
you
from
could,
all.
You can use the tourism fund.
Okay.
So the 10,000 comes from
some of the leftover or carryover, really. I mean, you know, this year you have more. You know, I also, you'll see when you get to the next page, I put 7,000 in
Ending
fund balance, so that gives us another year of, we know, yeah, and hopefully the transit room tax will raise you another couple grand.
Okay, you referred to the 52,000 as the 70%. It's not actually.
No, it's not.
70%.
No, excuse me. That's why, that's the balance of this, some of that 10. Remember, the 10 meets the transit, the law of the TRT funds. The chamber meets it. What I heard from you guys was, you wanted to fund them $52,000.
Yeah.
And most, that's, I would look at that, unless you change it, that's what you're giving them.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll give that to them next year. In other words, it's more of a cap. And so what you're saying in this, what I've transitioned this fund into is, transit room tax may have $100,000 in it in a few years, but the chamber just doesn't think that they get 70,000 of that.
Right.
And if we continue like you've been, that's kind of how it's. So this is moving it more toward, we put in the income, and we do know that as a total we have to spend 70% on legal transit room tax things. We're going to give them 52, and what's. What's 70? What is? What number did it come out to? 70. I did all this, but I got some numbers in my head. What's that?
Did I say 70? Yeah.
No, that's right. The 50. Did I say 70? Yeah. So this is kind of setting the chamber at. This is what we're going to put into you. But you also can count on it. You know, it's not a percentage. And that's, we talked about that,
yeah,
2 years ago, and Dan Barco and them bought into that. They can count on this. But in order to not get eaten alive, you've got then, money that you can help fund the rodeo and things. So to a degree, that's, have they given money to rodeo?
No.
The chamber?
Yes.
Not see, that I know of.
A little.
A little?
A little.
Aren't there profits made on some of these venues?
Not profits. Well, I mean, they're barely safe, but it doesn't cover their cost to put them on.
I meant they could roll over to the next year's
the events?
Frontier Days. Yeah, those.
I mean, they probably break even it.
Well,
I mean,
well, they do. They do. Frontier Days rolls over money to get them started the next year, and I'm sure the rodeo does too. I know that the rodeos said that they're very short this year because they didn't make the money that they needed to roll over to take off again. So.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's nice for the city to have some of that 70%.
I agree.
That they can pick up when these outfits have a slow year or something that they need.
Yeah, I picked up that's why I built this way. Mm-hmm. It's kind of moving it along. Now, what you could do is, you say if you're always, you know, I see where the rodeo won like 5,000, right?
4,000.
How much?
4,000.
And that's probably more than you probably plan on giving them.
Was that for 2 years or one? Did she put in for 2 years though?
I thought it was just for 1 year.
Was it?
We wouldn't accept it for 2 years anyway.
We can't budget.
4,000 didn't sound right.
Well, they ask for a lot.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
Well, she learned that last year. Yeah.
But you know, what you might want to do with the Frontier Days and the rodeo, which is those are your two big. Would those be kind of considered your kind of two major? They meet the transit room tax rules, and they bring people in from. I have relatives stop at my house coming from Portland. They were coming to your rodeo, so I can guarantee you that it brings people out here. So, what you could do maybe next time is in this fund, you could actually put if you want $2,500 to the rodeo and $2,500 to the Frontier Days, you could actually line item them $25, $25, and then take that $10 down to $5. And you know, if you, so then you know they just kind of know you're going to get. You know, we're not giving you three, and then next year 32, and the next year 35. You keep, and then you keep some of it's undiscretionary for the things that come along. But you take those couple or three things that you know you're going to contribute to of the major event, line item it in there. The other thing that a lot of communities do, they would actually before the budget committee. We would actually say the second meeting, we want anyone that wants funding out of this, come make a presentation, and they line them up and they each get 5-10 minutes and they make a presentation.
I like that idea.
I do too.
And then you still always keep some for things that pop up, but you kind of allocate, and that's what the county here, that they all groups all come in and want into that lottery money. Like the air show in Madras, the city actually has it as a line item in their transit room tax budget, $3,500 to the air show of the Cascades. It's a line item. And then they have $1,000 or $2,500 to the Boys and Girls Club. Those major things they contribute to, because they don't want these fights and they don't want to get people all worked up around town that stuff's going on and they're the mayor's pet peeve projects and all the things that people say. So it's you're snickering. You know, so I think this is, if you guys are okay with this is a start.
I think it's a great start.
I like it being clean, so then you don't, like you say, they're not coming in and you feel like they're arguing over the money and you've got to work through that. I like a line item, clean cut, this is what you get.
So you've got some flexibility. So basically, all the money you're going to hand out to groups is that 10 plus the 5. I mean, that's kind of what you got. And there's none over in the general fund. And you don't have to worry about getting into it over there.
My 5.
Your 5. Then there's materials for 67. That's your total. Go to the last page. You'll see the 22. That's our transfer of our 30% over to the general fund. On page 4. Page 4, 22,000, that goes to the general fund, but 7 unappropriated. So we know 7 grand is going to come over to the top next year, and so that helps. So if we're off, it'll help us, and we'll get a feel for this. The motel was at full again last night down here, so they're doing pretty well. Okay, cemetery fund.
Yeah.
Okay, that's our new fund. That's real quick. That is the money they gave us, and you know, and it's of no general fund consequence to us at this point. We don't spend any money. We are going to have to look at the rates. You saw Ben's discussing it at their cemetery. We don't charge near enough. I think they were $1,000 and we're getting 80. So, but I put $250, I think, and then we put on the expense. We go to page two. I put five and five. I mean, we aren't going to spend $2,000-$3,000 out there, but. It's just there. It's, you know, you go out and help with weeding or not weeding.
Cleaning brush, smoothing the roads out. Four wheelers go out there when it's soft and cut cookies in the parking lot. It's horrible. All a little bit of gravel that we have at the plant.
Mm-hmm. You take some trees out too, don't you?
Every now and then, if there's just kind of some cleanup work.
The Bandit Brothers goes out there too every year. Last year they spent about four trips out there and pulled bitter brush and, you know, trimmed up trees, and they hauled a lot of stuff out there last year.
They do 88% more work than the city does.
Right.
Yeah, and that man came and talked to me. So this is it's not a financial thing. So you can see we have no clue if we're going to sell one plot, and we don't know what it's going to cost, and we're using their money. I said in that budget message, it is something down the road, keep track of, because if it starts to where that number starts shrinking, you know, you're going to have to start transferring a couple grand a year into the fund.
So this is where people come to buy a plot?
Yeah, to go into the cemetery.
Here?
Yeah, in that cemetery.
And they're $80?
The city now owns that.
Yeah, they charge $70 or $80 for a plot. That's ridiculous.
But
it's really low, yeah.
No, we don't charge.
We don't.
The person that's buying the plot, now you could buy 10 of them.
I bought out there. I am.
You've got
out
your
there.
Spot.
I'm saying, what?
You have your place.
Well, my dad's out there.
Yeah.
And then I got an extra plot.
Yeah.
It's empty. Unless somebody's in it. But anyway, it's $80.
I think that's about what they charge.
That's what it was back then.
Yeah, and so there's no perpetual money to keep the thing weeded. You know.
And so $250 doesn't mean $250, it means $80. Am I reading it wrong?
Oh, no, I just put $250. Because if they come in and they're cremated, okay, and they're just dumping their ashes, maybe that's $10. I don't know.
Oh, can they do that?
Well, I don't know what people do out there.
Really? If nobody wants me, I'm going out on the elk pasture, they said.
The man told me that they only have about 3 a year now being buried there.
That I believe.
So 80 times.
All right.
I don't know.
You can get buried on your own place.
I have a concern about that. Three.
You think there's more?
Oh yeah. I'm talking to that Paul Cody, mm-hmm, that does the hole digging and stuff.
There's probably three, I don't know the right words to use, non-cremation burials out there a year.
Okay.
There's, I don't know how many dozen cremation burials out there.
Oh, I didn't know they did that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
But they're actually, currently, people with cremation are actually allowed to bury their own, to dig their own, put the cremate.
Right, for nothing, probably.
Yeah, for nothing.
Still have to buy the plot, but they don't pay.
That's
okay, let's just kidding. That's fine. This one, again, we inherited this. We've never ran it for a day yet. We'll figure it all out down the road. But again, the good thing is it's a separate fund, Stu.
Right.
So if we sell $5,000 worth of plots because there's a run on business, it'll all be in there.
And that's what's going to happen. Because right now you're in the lull of, excuse me, but
people
some of the older generation have already croaked.
Do you have your plot?
No.
Get one, you better get it.
Get it before we raise the price.
And then you have the next generation that's coming up.
Give me
one. So it goes in generations.
It's like this.
Yeah.
I should buy some now and broker them.
Yeah.
Okay, if we want, let's take a five, Stu, do you want us to take a 5-minute break? We're actually we're over halfway done. Because the ones with all the line items were in these ones. And then we'll just get into our water and sewer.
It's just getting interesting.
Yeah. But I hope it's working out for you so far, and you can read it. I mean, it's complicated, confusing.
No,
but
this is.
I thought it was simple.
This is pretty straightforward and plain.
Like it.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay, we'll take a break.
I like it.
What's going on?
And I can see the numbers.
Maybe do that.
I'm serious. If I come in Monday, I can do it here.
I need to leave it on and then I edit it out the break.
Go see? No, Barrett Memorial Chapel's over. I haven't had anyone pre-buy their plot yet.
You don't come here.